Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, and he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we're brought to you by Discover Card. We get down with Discover because they treat their value customers right and give them simple gestures, just simple gesture of appreciation that the customers deserve every now and again. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back that you have earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. We got our man, Rashad Phillips, Rob, basketball analyst, owner of Sports Talk 2319, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get into the NBA draft with him and even a little bit of NBA finals.
So you got me. I'm worried about you, Chris, because it doesn't sound good like you lined up cupcakes to fill in for me next week. So, you know, hearing that Ephraim has 2 days. So I Rob G and Alex, I think be careful. You might have to go to the dentist because there's nothing but cupcakes on the show next week. All that sugar in root of your tooth.
I must say this, Rob. When you're gone, I punish the guest. I do run roughshod over your replacement.
Well, I get it because
which is apropos because I run roughshod over you.
Yeah, all right, that's
That's because you stack the deck. You know, you're LeBron when I'm on vacation.
You don't do that. You stack don't the do deck. That. When I'm gone, you know, I've heard of some of the names you bringing on.
And I be bringing in heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, okay. And Chris, like Martin Weiss. Yeah. Like, y'all do 3 hours of trolling or rolling or what?
Hey, and
nah, what, respect, Martin. Respect yes. all the guests. You know,
Martin,
you know
he just turned the radio off. He's listening on Sirius.
I know, right. He's salty. Okay. I think do we have trolling or rolling tonight, I think.
Do we?
So,
and one last thing, of course.
I thought about Martin.
Did you?
I did.
Who's going to be on? Who else is going to be on? You know?
George Reister.
Okay, George Roingster. That's another one. You know that.
And the one and only, the Big Vanilla.
Oh, great.
Husky.
All right.
I don't know if I said it right. VJ Husky, my yes. man.
And I do want to say one other thing.
He's a comedian, too.
Yes, he was there. He was at the show, and he gave me some good advice.
Okay.
And he gave me a lot of praise after. He was proud of me, I think. He was there. But I was going to say, of course, Chris, I opened my mouth too soon, and I said that the Braves had won 12 straight. There's no way they're going to win. The law of averages, and the score is now 6-0 Braves over the Nationals. So there you go.
Well, look.
It didn't work.
Let's keep it real, Rob. Wasn't nobody taking your advice on those bets anyway.
Just so bad. Yeah. I mean, right. I'm going to rub it in my face.
All right. I could say something, but I'm not.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I know.
Let's go to the NFL. And, Rob, you brought it up with Ephraim Salam, former NFL player. The Deshaun Watson situation. And it's hard to talk about. Because it's just such a bad situation.
It is. It is.
Right? And I'm going to say that he spoke today. I'll give him credit. I mean, he had to speak at some point. And I will say this, Rob. I'm going to say a few things. And we'll get to a few of his clips from when he spoke. But he spoke for about 11 minutes today with the media. You know, obviously they're working out with the team. And he spoke. I'll say number one, Rob. He handles himself well, I think, in front of the microphone in this situation. When he did, you know, when he first went to the Browns and he did the big press conference, we've seen some of the women speak, Rob, and they're very believable. Wouldn't you agree? They're very
absolutely
believable. Right. Some were crying.
Some were, I mean, right. You know, because of what they went through and, right. and you know,
allegedly.
Allegedly. But, and we yeah. just can't, because we don't know. But you know, as a human being, there have been people you've seen on a stand or a situation, you go, I don't believe them. You know what I mean? Like,
no, right.
Right? Where right. we don't know, but you can look at somebody and go, I don't believe, I just don't.
Right.
It just doesn't sound they're, right to me.
They're believable.
Right.
But, Rob, I'm going to give, I think he is too. I'm not saying I believe him, but I think he's doing a good job of beating that drum of, look, I didn't do, I mean, it's just like, denying it. And maybe he's denying it because it's true, or maybe there's some other reason, but I think he's been believable to many people. I think he's handled himself well. That's the first thing I'll say. The second thing I'll say, Rob, is, and I'm not casting judgment because I don't know. I don't know if he's telling
we don't
the
know.
Truth.
None
I don't
of know us
if they're
know.
Telling
we don't
the
know,
truth.
Right.
But I will say this. It's getting hard to like him. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of so much stuff that's coming out, and he's just denying, which I guess is what he should do.
No,
I guess.
But I understand what you're
you
saying.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
like, it's just when he goes out there, if let's say he's able to start week one, and nothing's really been settled. It's going to be hard. It's just an ugly situation, man.
See,
and it's hard to really rock with him, you know?
And here's the problem, Chris. If it's 2-3, sure, it could have been a misunderstanding. He thought they were with it. They weren't with it. Do you know what I mean? We could justify in our own mind. But this is a pattern of a lot, like you're getting massages from strangers. Like a ton of them.
Many, some of whom aren't even real
They're
masseuses.
Not even masseuses. They're not licensed masseuses. Why would you be going? Why? Chris?
At the very least, Rob, and this doesn't mean he's guilty.
No.
But it seems like at the very least, this was his pattern of picking up women.
Right.
It seems that way. I don't know, again, but.
But that's what it feels like. Like, yes. This was the, hey, I'm on social media. I'm not coming straight out and saying I'm going to, Chris, that let's get with me and let's go to a hotel and have fun.
Right.
Okay, so I'm not doing that. It's under the guise of, hey, I need a massage. You know, I'll fly you in. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to give you some money for my massage, and then we're going to do our thing. Like, that's what it feels like.
We've seen, from the stuff that's out there, which obviously isn't everything, but it does feel that way. And, Rob, you know, we've been around professional sports for 30-some-odd years. You don't have to go through all that. If you're a
Chris, you know that.
Athlete.
I'm sorry.
And he's beyond just a professional athlete. He was a superstar quarterback, handsome guy.
He's a handsome guy.
Reputation.
Exactly. I mean,
everything going for him.
Right. It's just so that's what's so weird about the whole thing. Correct? Like, just
it's strange.
And here's the other thing. Even today in his comments, where they ask him about the number 66, and I don't know. I don't know. No.
Well, here's the sound of that, Rob.
17-month period. Does that number 66 seem right to you?
I mean, I can answer. I don't think so. For what me and my attorneys went through, but at the same time, you know, that's more of a legal question that I can't really get into details about. So you'll probably have to ask my attorneys and things like that to confirm.
I don't doubt, Rob, he may not know the exact number, but from his answer, it's somewhere around there, right? I mean,
right.
He said 40, I think, was the number they had before, 40-something.
Chris, can I say this?
That's a high number.
Can I say this? I'm starting to think, okay, and I'm not saying he's guilty or innocent, that Deshaun wasn't smart or isn't smart in this situation. Chris, if there's any possibility once the first woman came to them that there's a problem, and you know you've been doing this for 17 months and you have Instagram message DMs and you've got a number of 40 or 60 or 70, you know this! Don't you know this, Chris?
You know it was a lot of women.
Right. Yeah. So there's a problem here with one. Oh, my God. I hope this doesn't open up a can of worms. Let me take care of this so that this doesn't become public.
Well, I think a couple of things. One, remember, many of these women may have signed the non-disclosure agreements. So he may have thought, that protects me, right? And then potentially, Rob, if he is indeed guilty of these actions, it could be pride. You know how it is, Rob, especially when you are treated like a king. I mean, your own team got you this hotel for these massages. Now, they may not have known. I'm not going to, you know, we don't know that they knew what was going on, but they knew he was getting massages. But, like, you, Rob, you know, these guys a lot of times feel invincible.
No, because
I can do no wrong. I can do whatever I want.
And most,
I mean, clearly,
so many women,
the allegations are that he felt he could do whatever the heck he wanted.
Right. And because they've been in a world, Chris, where guys know that most women succumb to them. And you know what I mean? Oh, I'm an athlete. I'm a star. I'm big. I'm strong. I got muscles. I'm making millions. You know what I mean? I'm on TV. No, really. And they feel like, who's going to deny me? Well, are you kidding? Did you know who I am? What do you mean?
And from what we're seeing, I mean, he says he had consensual sex with some of the women. And allegedly or apparently, some were with it, right? if he did what he's alleged to have done, and some of the women he contacted and met with were fine with it, that emboldens you to think the others are going to be fine with it.
Yeah, you figure out, well, here's my, this thing works well.
Right.
I fly him in under the pretense of a massage, and next thing you know, we getting it on, you know what I mean? And boom, 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 and then she's flying back home, and I wash my hands, I got to deal with it, I give her some money, and that's the end of it. I mean, that's what it feels like.
Right.
And he had a girlfriend at that time, all right? And what happened with that?
I think they're still together. I think. I might be wrong. I'm not up on all
because he had to admit that he had sex with
Hollywood.
Right, but he had sex with these other women, so she has to know, like, oh, so strange women were coming to town and you're having sex with them. I mean, like, I thought we were together. I don't know.
You got to deal with that. But I think she still may be with him, which is strange.
No.
I mean, come on, man. If my daughter was ever in that situation, come on, honey.
Right.
Come on, baby. I raised you better than that. This dude ain't treating you right.
He ain't treating you right.
Even if he's not guilty.
Right.
The relationship got to end.
No, right. I'm with you. Because it's not just, it's that you can't trust him. Right?
Absolutely.
But here's the thing. Okay, so here we are today. And he talked about, obviously, you can't run from it. It's there. It's the elephant in the room. All the reporters, Chris, that's what we do, our job. We ask for questions.
Right.
And that's their chance to talk to them. They're not going to sit there and go, hey, how did you feel throwing a football? Nobody cares about that.
So you getting that chemistry together?
Exactly. That doesn't matter, Chris. Football questions.
And Rob, that's going to be the case. And again, I do think, would you admit that, not that you believe him or whatever, but he's handled himself well.
No, I got you. I don't feel these circumstances.
It's not like you're looking like, oh, he
like he can't, right,
did.
Right. Look
There's
at him,
no
right.
question. I mean, my goodness, this is terrible. But yeah, it. We'll see. I don't know. Right?
I don't know.
I just want to be served, and I'm kind of ready for closure because it's just getting kind of
the NFL almost has to nasty. Do something, right? I mean, like they got to think of
looking good, man.
It's like the Trevor Bauer. They took forever in Major League Baseball, and then they came down with the hammer, Chris.
Yeah.
Remember, Trevor Bauer, they dropped. There were no criminal charges in Orange County. You remember?
Yep.
Nothing. The judge dismissed the charges or didn't think that they could go forward with a trial. And yet, he got banned for 2 years. He was the highest paid player in baseball.
No doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Deshaun Watson, your thoughts? You getting tired of this? You're getting tired of all these details being thrown out in the media? Can't help but, I guess, make you feel one way or the other. Whether you support him, you think he's being railroaded, or you think he's guilty as charged? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. You know we are fresh and we are clean. And we also brought to you by AutoZone, because they've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. All right, Rob, I just saw DJ Alex Teicher behind you looking good.
Yes.
Look like he slimmed down. Got a different haircut?
Some of the weight that I put on, he took off.
I put he it took off. It off and gave it to
yes,
you.
Yes, he
right,
gave it
right.
to me. My God.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Deshaun Watson?
All right. Let's start with Sean in Sacramento. Our man, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle from another mother, man. My brother's behind the board. Y'all busy this week, man.
Crazy.
Chris over there, Kevin. Killing everybody on First Things First, giving them that I told you
Thank
so
you, my
treatment.
Man. Yeah.
My man Rob out here touring the entire world, delivering comedy one show at a time. The anime Senpai dropping brand new podcast along with J-Mac and my man Rob G on Straight Fire. Y'all just killing the game right now, man. Keeping
man.
Us all entertaining America.
Thank you.
Look
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you,
And
brother.
Sean's doing his thing on MLB Bro, because you need to know. He's our handicapper on the games every Friday, so look for his column on MLBBro.com, Sean. Go ahead.
Hey, right. man, like I said on that tweet, we just breaking the color barrier, right, Alex? It's a
absolutely
it's a bringing in the A's and the white folks all the
That's
way
right.
into the MLB bro fold. We love
there
y'all
you
over
go.
There. But,
I'm going to be the Jackie Robinson, baby. Let's go.
That's it.
There you go. Jackie Robinson and Kurt Suzuki. But my take real quick, fellas. Man, there's got to be something else there, man. If you just going to massage envy, you ain't walking out of there having everybody that did you a massage signing an NDA and having your team do stuff behind closed doors with all these women who are not licensed masseuses, by the way.
Right.
To come through to your hotel room, man. And I'm going to put it like this, y'all. It takes me a lot of time and effort to even choose a doctor. And when I choose one, I'm sticking with that same guy probably for as long as either me or him are living. 66 different women, and you can't even confirm whether or not that number is a hard number, if there's more going on there. And I think y'all mentioned it last week, the response by his attorney where he had to get back to the media because he wouldn't even know about the 24th complaint.
Right,
that
right.
says it all, man. He's doing himself a disservice, and it's a shame because when you got a guy, and y'all had another guest on last week or a caller who mentioned it, when you have a guy who everybody assumes is a class act, he says nothing wrong in all of his interviews, gets nothing but great reviews from his college coaches, from all of his teammates, from everybody else. That's the perfect disguise for somebody who's a predator behind closed doors, man. We see it all the time. Bill Cosby's another guy who you never would have thought would have did something like that, proven guilty in the court of law. So I want to see how this all plays out, but, man, look what the Browns just did to themselves, man. What a horrible situation.
Thanks, Sean.
To your point, Sean, Rob, sometimes, it's not a rule, it's not all the time, but there are occasions where you see people that really do a lot of really good things. And sometimes it might be overseas helping, you know, starving children or, you know, poor nations and
right.
stuff. But they got this real seedy other side to them.
Yep.
And sometimes people do those good things to kind of make up for it, even in their own mind or create a front or whatever, you know?
So definitely. We've seen these stories, and it's scary, Chris, when you find out and
right.
see it. And we've seen it a lot of times, and I'm not pointing out any one particular, but Boy Scouts, right? Like the Boy
yeah.
Scout leaders or whatever,
yep.
and they're going on the camping trips and all kinds of sad stuff. So, yeah, we have seen that. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good
how are
man.
You?
How are you?
All right. It's kind of a weird narrative of how this is being presented, how it's being spun sort of in a slow news cycle, being that the Browns didn't even interview the women accused Deshaun Watson of this, which is disrespectful, and how it's being tried in the court of public opinion. Kind of like a reality show, kind of in a way, and then mentioning even that the Texans had set up some of these interviews and whatnot. So it's kind of like you're forcing people to kind of pick sides and before the court even hears the case. So it's kind of weird. It's
playing out, to at least some of it. There's probably more than we haven't heard.
But
some of it is playing out in the court of public
there's
opinion.
There's no doubt about it. But the one thing people got to understand is that his punishment or what's coming down and why we still to deal with it. He so far to this point, Chris, is not a criminal matter. But that doesn't mean he escapes the NFL. Like
right.
they don't have to have a criminal
right.
matter in order for them to pass down a punishment. That's what people need to understand, and that's why. And the NFL taking a long time, and I want them to get it right, Chris, but they've taken a long time. That's why we're still talking about it.
Right.
There's
no
doubt. There's no conclusion.
All right, the basketball guru, Rashad Phillips, joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, B-Fan. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And our next guest, we always have him on around this time of year, does a tremendous job analyzing the NBA and college basketball. The owner of Sports Talk 2319, our man Rashad Phillips. What's up, brother?
Yo, yo.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Always.
Great to have you on, man. Great to have you on. Let's start with the – before we get to the NBA draft, let's start with these finals. Rob and I were talking in the first segment about whether or not – I mean, Steph is the MVP right now. But has the door been opened for Andrew Wiggins to maybe slide in there and get it?
If he has another game like he did yesterday, yeah. But I think Steph has already kind of taken that. I mean, the game before, just his 40-point explosion. Wiggins would have to go for 40 and 15 rebounds and 3 blocks to even overtake.
And Steph would
even,
have
even
to
if
struggle.
Steph if Steph had 10 points and again. and didn't knock down another 3, he would have still have to do that. I just.
He, Rob, you gotta let that. You gotta let that Curry. You gotta let that Curry bitterness go.
It ain't no. It ain't no bitterness. My point is just this.
It's a life-end thing with Rob.
No, it ain't.
You know that. You known him long enough.
All right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Ain't no doubt.
So wait a minute. If it's a light skin thing, how in the world did Rashard wind up on Channel 7 WXYZ in Detroit? Am I right or wrong?
You gotta do.
Am I right or wrong, Rashard?
You tolerate us.
Yeah, you Rob was the first person to put me on TV. Okay. I always say that. And I think he tolerates me and you, Chris. So, you know, kudos to that, Rob.
All I'm saying is, you know how things are. If Steph has a bad game, just say it goes 7. Steph has a bad game and Wiggins has the game-winning shot or has a big night and makes some big buckets, it's going to be hard to look at Steph and give him, I'm not saying, I said he has the lead now, but I think the door is open. That's all I've said is the door is open, that he could lose it if he doesn't play well to close out the finals. That's all.
I think we're banking on one of the best players that ever played a game to have a bunch of bad games. I wouldn't bet on that.
I think, Rashad, I do think if he plays just fairly well, and if you want to say it's close with him and Wiggins, I think he's going to get the vote. Because people are like, look, this dude, even Andre Iguodala's like, he deserves one. You know,
it's not a lifetime achievement award.
I know,
ridiculous.
I get it, Rob, but I do think sometimes people look at it that way sometimes. But let's go here, Rashad. You brought up one of the best players ever. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about if he wins this championship and gets finals MVP, which he's on track to do right now, that he will move into the top 10 all time. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there. I do think
here's the thing. Yeah. All right, we ain't gonna let you just get off that easy.
Yeah, then name your other 9 guys.
Most people talk about the top 10, and they really mean 15 people.
Right. I mean, who's coming out of the top 10 for Steph to get in?
I would probably say Bill Russell.
Wow.
They'll be mad at me for that.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they'll be mad at me for that, but it's no disrespect. I think when you look at the top 10 greatest players, this is just off the top of my head. I didn't write this down. So I have Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Magic, Bird, Wilt, Isaiah Thomas, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Got Isaiah. Hakeem, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think Isaiah is pound for pound the greatest player to ever play.
Chris has Steph Curry over Isaiah.
Is the best small player, Isaiah second.
Which I don't think so. I think he's Meshuggah on that one.
Yeah, yeah. It's splitting hairs, right? But I do, like, Isaiah's in my top 10. He would never move because of what the impact he's had on the game. So I would have those 10, like I said, Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Magic, Bird, Kareem, Wilt, Isaiah, Steph, and Hakeem Olajuwon. That's my 10.
I'm going to give you credit because you name a top 10, and I give you that credit because a lot of people, like we said, they say it, oh, Steph's top 10 now, but they never really give their 10. And like
that's
I said, most guys
right
are talking about 14 or 15 guys. So I'll give you credit for that. Let's get to the draft now.
Yes.
The big story, and the most intriguing guy to me, and I'm just going to keep it real, in part because he's white, in part because he's 7 feet and does all the – well, I should say even white American. Let's put it that way because we haven't had a white American superstar in a long time. But he's 7 feet, guard skills, thin as a rail, though makes Kevin Durant look burly. Chet Holmgren, what are your thoughts? What do you feel like his future holds?
I think he's a really good player. I think we over sensationalize kids like that because we haven't seen one since like Larry Bird. So, you know, as a basketball community, we want another Larry Bird. We want another, you know, we want those type of players. We want Dan Marley's and Tom Chambers because those guys, I love watching those guys play. But when I look at Chet Holmgren, I see a very skilled kid, but he reminds me a lot, and this is no slight, but this is just kind of what I see his ceiling being, is a healthy Porzingis. When Porzingis is healthy, he's pretty damn good when he's healthy. You know, that's what I see.
He doesn't have to handle that Chet got, though.
No, but I don't think Chet's going to be going off the dribble in the NBA. I think he's going to be more of a pick-and-pop kind of guy that can knock down shots, and he's going to be a great switch guy on defense. He's a hybrid post. And I see that. I don't see him, like, beating dudes off the dribble at will. He can beat guys off the dribble, but not at will like a Kevin Durant and those type of guys that are 7 foot tall.
You know what, though? If he's a healthy Porzingis, that ain't bad. That ain't bad. That's like 20 and 8.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. A healthy Porzingis is a 20-point guy, 19, 18-point guy, yep. And he's very productive. So that's what I see with Chet. So I don't want people – I think a lot of times, fellas, when we see kids going in the top 3, 4, or 5 in the draft, we get caught up in associating that draft pick with superstardom. Just because you're a top 5 pick or the number 1 pick doesn't mean you're going to be a superstar in the NBA. So I see a healthy Porzingis with this kid, a very productive contributing player if he stays healthy. That's what I see.
How about give me a name we don't know that could be a steal or, you know, in the draft.
Oh, man. So there's two guys that I really love. One is Ryan Rollins out of Toledo. He's a 6'4" combo guard, can get his own shot. Reminds me a lot of Anthony Simons from Portland. He is terrific. Like, pull up his tape. Like, he is phenomenal to watch. Has a pro game, long arms, large hands, can defend, can score, plays with great pace. And then the second player that I really love is Alondis Williams out of Wake Forest. This kid led the ACC in scoring and assists. I think he was second in the ACC in scoring, led in assists, 6'5", combo guard, very athletic, powerful, strong. Both of those guys are first-round talents to me, and any team that gets them, they're going to get an immediate contributor.
Who do you think Orlando should take number 1?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. You put me on the hot seat. I'm in Orlando. You're going to get me in trouble, Chris. So I think that they're leaning towards Jabari, right? They're leaning towards Jabari, but you ask who I would take. I would take Paolo with the number 1 pick because I watched the Orlando Magic closely, and I think they need more of a glue guy that does a little bit of everything. So with Paolo, you get a little bit of scoring, you get a little bit of rebounding. He's more of a dual forward, I kind of say. With Jabari, you're getting a 20-point bucket. Like, this kid is going to come into the NBA, and he's going to get 17, 18, 19, 20 points a game every time he gets on the floor. So you can't go wrong with either pick, but when you look at the roster construction of Orlando, I think Paolo fits better, but Jabari is the better offensive player.
It feels like Jabari's upside is higher.
Yeah.
But Paolo is a grown man, you know?
Yeah, he's a grown man. He's a grown man.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. I mean, you mentioned some other guys, but I'm excited to see how these three top guys, Jabari, Chet, and Paolo, turn out. That's going to really be interesting.
Yeah, this will definitely be interesting and one to talk about because it's not clear cut. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if somebody made a mistake or picked up and you know, made a big gain. So we'll do that. And I'm coming down to Orlando. Hopefully you'll be in town, and I'll catch up with you.
Absolutely, man. I really appreciate it, fellas. It was awesome.
All right.
All right, brother. That's our man, Rashad Phillips, basketball guru, owner of Sports Talk 2319. We appreciate you, brother. All right, the Odd Couple continues, of course, and it sounds like LeBron and the Lakers playing a high-stakes game of chicken. We'll explain next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Who, me?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And with prices soaring at the pump, Discover's got your back with their cash back program. Here's how it works. You use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores. It's now through June, throughout the rest of this month. And that's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate your card. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. All right, Rob. Interesting story kind of developing with the Lakers, where LeBron's eligible for a contract extension in August 4th. And the feeling around the league, and even from some people with the Lakers reportedly, is that the Lakers aren't, he's not going to tell the Lakers before the draft or free agency whether or not he wants to extend. And so if they know, here's the difference that that makes. If they know he's going to be there for the next 2-3 years, then maybe they're willing, Rob, to give up some of those draft picks, 2027, right?
They should be.
That it might take to move Westbrook. Because, you know, if you have LeBron, you're still going to be a good team, and that 2027 draft pick's not going to be that great. If you don't have LeBron, the 2027 pick could be a lottery pick and a high one at that. So there's that difference there. Or if you have LeBron and it's championship or bust, maybe you're willing to take on some long-term, you know, 2-3-year deals, a Duncan Robinson. I would definitely take on a Malcolm Brogdon. I know he's had his injury issues, but, you know, he's a guy that fits that bill. A Davis Bertans. You know, guys that are good, but maybe making a little more money than they should, and they got many years left on their deals. But you put those guys around LeBron and they can shoot and they might be able to help you. But if he's not going to be there, Rob, you don't want those contracts weighing you down. So there's a little game of chicken going on here.
What does LeBron get out of this? I don't understand. I mean, LeBron, the clock is ticking. Chris, it makes no sense from LeBron's standpoint. What game are you playing? We need to know what's going on. You're in year 20. Do you want to win a couple more championships before you call it quits? And if we're in a trick bag because we don't know, right? It doesn't make sense.
I'm with you in that. I think LeBron should just lock in with the Lakers. You got Anthony Davis there.
You got to make it.
You and Anthony Davis.
You're not going to play with the Warriors. Stop it. You know what I mean?
I was going to bring that up. Is that a pipe dream that LeBron has? Like, potentially he could end up with the Warriors?
I think that would look bad on him, Chris. I do.
Well, let's put it this way. If he went to the Warriors and they won, and nobody's moving him ahead of Jordan because of that.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like, what I mean? Let's just keep it real. And
so what would be the point of it?
Maybe he doesn't see it that way. Maybe he thinks they would move him because he's going to have, because of his longevity, he's going to have so much of a numbers advantage, you know, long term, not per games and stuff, over Michael, that maybe feels like, hey, if I got 5-6 rings. But if I'm the Warriors, that's another, like, man, the Warriors are doing it. If they win this championship, Rob, that is, they did it without Durant twice now. And next year, you got to assume Klay's going to be better. I'm not saying they would definitely win it again next year, but Klay, you think, will be better. Wiggins will be better, wouldn't you think, Rob? I mean, we said it's about
right.
AD, but
we can't
still
get
the confidence.
Right. If they win, too.
Right,
you know,
if they win. It's not. I said on first things
said,
first
right,
today.
Right.
It's not over. I hope Golden State wins game 6, but I think Boston will win it. And in game 7, I think Golden State wins. But if he goes to a game 7, it's anybody's ball game. So I'm not writing off the Celtics. But I am saying if Golden State wins this, if I'm them, I'm not – I'm keeping, you know, you might tweak a little thing here or there, but I'm not like making a huge change. And they probably like winning it the way they are, Rob. They did the super team route and they got them 2 rings. They're not complaining about it. But do they need to go there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if
they win it, you don't even need to go that route.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't. But I really don't understand why LeBron wouldn't clue the Lakers in. Like, what are you doing at this point?
And he may, maybe just, I agree, Rob. I would think he would. I don't know. There's also the possibility of Bronny. You know, we talked about wanting to play with Bronny. Rob, my feeling on Bronny, if he gets to the league while LeBron's still there, I think it's enough to be in the league with your son. I don't think they need to be on the same team. Now, to each his own. But if I was in Bronny's situation, I love my dad to death, living with us.
Right.
But I would want to play I'm already in your shadow. You're one of the greatest two players
right,
ever.
Right, and it's already a tough road. You got to be right. Your own man, Chris. I agree with you.
Right.
And just like, and even when Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. played together, Chris, his dad was a pinch hitter, okay? Like, Ken was the star. Junior was the star, not his dad.
Well, that's exactly.
Right?
That's a huge difference. That let Junior be himself, and you know what I mean? Create his own legacy. Absolutely. Keep it locked. An hour left. All right, couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long.
Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.